Welcome to Compact Conversations, the show that compresses the day's AI news into 5 minutes. Today's lead is from OpenAI on an internal model called GPT Red. It's an automated red teamer, basically an AI trained to find prompt injection attacks, which are malicious instructions hidden in data that trick models into doing things they shouldn't. OpenAI used GPT Red to train its latest model, GPT 5.6, and the results are concrete. 6 times fewer failures on their hardest direct prompt injection benchmark compared to their best production model from just 4 months earlier.
The interesting part is how they trained it. GPT Red and Defender models compete in self-play. As the Defenders get stronger, GPT Red has to find new attacks. OpenAI reports it achieved 84% success on novel prompt injection scenarios compared to 13% for human red teamers. They even tested it against a live vending machine agent in their office and got it to change prices and cancel orders. The key finding is that GPT 5.6 got more robust without losing capability. It still does its job, it just resists the attacks better. GPT Red stays internal, so the attack techniques don't leak.
One number to know today, 71%. That's the share of enterprises in a VentureBeat survey of 101 companies that say a quarter or fewer of their deployed agents are true multi-step workflows. Most are still single-prompt chatbots dressed up as agents.
That same VentureBeat survey shows enterprises are consolidating fast onto model provider platforms. Anthropic's Claude leads at 40%. But they're also building their own control layers on top. 51% expect a hybrid setup by the end of 2026, and the reason is vendor lock-in. That's the top concern. On the cost side, 27% have no real-time way to stop a runaway agent before the bill arrives. They find out from the logs afterward.
Next, TechCrunch reports that Anthropic, Blackstone, and Hellman & Friedman's $1.5 billion AI implementation joint venture has launched as Ode with Anthropic. The company acquired Fractional AI, an AI engineering services startup that had been working with OpenAI and now has 100 engineers. The bet is that implementation, actually deploying AI into enterprise workflows, is the next trillion-dollar category, not the models themselves. The CEO told TechCrunch that an ideal customer is one where AI is the top one or two priority for the CEO over the next 2 years.
Prism ML has launched Bonsai 27 Billion, a one-bit quantized multimodal model with 27 billion parameters. One-bit quantization is extreme compression. It cuts model size dramatically. The company claims this is the first 27 billion parameter multimodal model to run on a phone, using less than 4 gigabytes of memory. That's roughly what a phone has available. Benchmarks show it performing close to larger models on reasoning tasks, which could make advanced on-device AI more practical.
The US has launched a vulnerability clearinghouse program called Gold Eagle. The issue is that AI tools are finding security flaws faster than teams can patch them through automated fuzzing and LLM-assisted exploit generation. The government is creating a coordination hub to prioritize and share fixes across critical infrastructure and widely used open-source software.
Finally, InfoWorld reports that OpenAI's Codex Multi-Agent V2 update has raised developer concerns over transparency. The new protocol encrypts instructions between agents, so developers can't see how work is delegated. That's a problem for debugging and for enterprises in regulated industries, banks, hospitals, that need to prove what their AI systems did and why. OpenAI has acknowledged the feedback and is considering optional logging features in a future update.
One thing to try, if you're running local models, XLlama V3 just hit version 1.0.0 after over a year in development, with major performance upgrades for local inference. If you're benchmarking or running models locally, update your installation and run the same prompt a few times, logging the tokens per second difference. The release notes include performance metrics, so you can see if the update gives you a real boost.
And if you're not running local models, that's fine. This one's niche. But if you are, it's worth a quick test to see if the new version changes your inference speed.
That's Compact Conversations for Wednesday. More AI news tomorrow. Until then, happy prompting.